like to welcome to the stage Rod Taylor. He is the leader, the national leader of the Christian Heritage Party of Canada, the interim leader of the Christian Heritage Party of BC. Rod and his wife Elaine live in the beautiful Bulkley Valley. Please give Rod Taylor a warm welcome.
Well, fellow pro-lifers, thank you for being here today. You are reminding politicians, federal and provincial, that you care about the dignity and value of every human life and that they need to begin caring as well. On behalf of the Christian Heritage Party of Canada and the Christian Heritage Party of British Columbia, I commend you for your commitment to this noble cause of life. We are not the first generation to witness the slaughter of the innocents. We are not the first generation to cry out for God's mercy in the face of a cruel and barbaric ruling party. We are not the first generation to witness powerful governments devaluing the young, the old, and the vulnerable. We are not the first generation to witness a decline in civility and the censorship of ideas. Bonhoeffer in Nazi Germany and the youth of the White Rose movement courageously defended with printed and spoken words the lives of innocent Jews during World War II, and they paid with their lives. It has not yet come to that in Canada. But we Canadians must be ready for the things that are coming on our country. Our dear friends Linda Gibbons and Mary Wagner have already spent years behind bars for peacefully challenging the abortion narrative. Why is that? It's because darkness hates the light. The thief loves darkness. The murderer seeks to hide his evil deeds under the cover of darkness. But the remedy for darkness is light. Jesus tells us, his followers, you are the light of the world. And as light-bearing citizens, we have a job to do. We are called to expose the works of darkness. Jesus also said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen for our Lord Jesus. When we choose life and truth, we choose freedom. And that makes us enemies of those who want to silence our voices, narrow our choices, control our actions, and cancel our influence. Because darkness hates the light. Those who have made bad choices think that their guilt will go away if they can just force us to agree with them. But we know that compromising the truth is not compassion. Guilt can never be taken away by sympathetic public opinion, only by repentance and the mercy of God. And because darkness hates the light, politicians representing the culture of death make bubble zones to keep light and truth away from abortion clinics. Because darkness hates the light, the BC government took away the palliative care facility from the Delta Hospice Society because they want everyone to take part in the abortion holocaust and in the assisted suicide programs euphemistically referred to as MAID. That's why the federal government hands out millions of dollars to the mainstream media chains, because they want everyone singing from the same song sheet. But euthanasia and abortion are nothing to sing about. They are the taking of innocent human life. Those who participate in the killing and those who promote it, those who pretend it is a social virtue and not a moral crime, are self-deceived. You see, the culture of death wants us to agree with them and to share their guilt. But we cannot cooperate with evil or condone confusion. We must challenge the ideologues, persuade the undecided, and protect the next generation from those who would sacrifice the innocent preborn for the convenience of those already born. We must never accept the censorship of ideas or the canceling of dialogue. When free speech is taken from us, our ability to influence public opinion and public policy is gone. Evil triumphs when good men and good women do nothing. So what can we do and what must we do? Well, first, we must stand firm. Do not compromise. Do not justify evil. Do not allow the rhetoric of the death culture to weaken your resolve or cause you to doubt your convictions. You are defending innocent human life, made in the image of Almighty God and for His glory. He will justify you and He will honor your efforts. And to those who resist our message, we offer freedom. We offer a clean conscience. We offer fellowship. Many former abortion doctors and abortion workers have abandoned the bloodstained tools of that grisly trade and have taken up the banner of life. We must continue to offer to them the message of forgiveness and welcome them into our ranks. Because our battle is not with confused young women or troubled young men. It's not with the doctors wielding the scalpel, the journalists pounding out their diatribes, or politicians flaunting their power. All these are to be pitied. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. So we are engaged in a struggle, and we cannot predict the outcome of that struggle. The future in many ways is hidden from our eyes, but we do know the result if we do nothing. Many good people have been doing nothing for the past 5 decades, but that time is over. The time for action has come. So what can we do and what must we do? Well, we must pray as if the future depends on God and work as if it depends on us. We must speak to our friends and neighbors, our family members, and especially to our children. We must remind them that they are, and every human being, are made in the image of Almighty God and have inestimable value to Him. We must remind our MLAs and our MPs of the tremendous responsibility that rests on their shoulders to protect all innocent human life, and to protect the innocence of children from harmful propaganda in the schools. And to protect the right of free speech and the freedom of conscience, here in BC, we need to call on our MLAs to repeal Bill 36 and to respect the conscience rights of all medical professionals. And we must vote for life. There are sadly many politicians who have sold their souls to the devil, seared their consciences, and closed their ears to the cries of the unborn. Politicians who have looked the other way as the elderly and the vulnerable have been taken from us prematurely. Politicians who have accepted the tyrannical imposition of unwanted gender ideology in our schools. But what can we do? What must we do? First, those politicians, they have believed the lie, sorry. They have believed the lie that a pro-life, pro-family, pro-freedom perspective is a political liability. That's a lie. We must change that perception by voting for life. Focus on the family founder, James Dobson, said that he would never vote for any politician who would even allow one baby to die by abortion. But it's our compromise on this issue that has allowed the culture of death to spread, and it's our resolve that can turn the tide. Human life, formed in the womb by Almighty God, created male and female by Almighty God, destined for a life of freedom and dignity and purpose by Almighty God, and chosen before the foundation of the world by Almighty God, must be respected, must be protected, and must be the focus of our earnest prayers and our consistent actions. Thank you. So stand firm, don't be discouraged. It may be dark around us, but the true light is coming. Make sure that your lamp is burning bright. Make sure that your hands and your conscience are clean. Let your voice be heard in heaven and on earth in defense of life. You will never lose your reward. Thank you so much.